We're going to try and catch up with Justin Wadsworth, head coach of the Canadian team, talk about yesterday's big day for Jesse Cockney and also Chandra Crawford and other skiers like Perrianne Jones, and also find out why or what's happening with Alex and Devin as they're not starting in the skiathlon race today. Hey, Justin, Benjamin here at Trax. So, just wanted to talk to you about yesterday's race. It was obviously a big day for Jesse Cockney, and Lenny did well as well.
Yeah.
Also, Chandra. So, how are you feeling after watching those races?
Oh, I mean, it was a good day. We had some surprises, which was great, and you know, it's good to see the ladies back on track. You know, you know, Chandra's had a bit of a tough start to the year, but so good to get her back in there. And then Perry to notch her second top 12, one in skating, one in classic, is a, I think, really good achievement. And then on the guy side, obviously, I mean, the big talk today was Jess Cockney and his results, and that was great to see. I mean, we knew the guy could ski fast. Been there in intensity with Devin and Alex before, so yeah. And then Lenny's, you know, ended up seventh. I think he maybe got a little overshadowed by Jess yesterday, but you know, coming back from a broken hand, that was a good effort by him. And he kind of lost his strap on his pole, kind of came loose on the final stretch too, so he couldn't push with everything he had at the last bit anyway. So overall, you know, for the top 11, three in the top 10 and 1 11th. So it was a pretty solid day.
Yep. Very, very good to see some of the skiers doing well yesterday. Of course, all eyes, you know, a lot of people were watching for Alex and Devin, and they weren't in the mix. So I guess there's some question marks there. And I understand that they're not starting the skiathlon. Is that true?
Oh, yeah. So they're not starting. It's been a really tough schedule. There's not been too many other athletes who have gone the mini tour and then straight to Quebec and then straight here. And so, and you know, the whole time we've been trying to be cognizant of keeping the training load up there a little bit, which, you know, you can look at it two ways. One, it was a mistake for the races here, but I think for the rest of the season, if we didn't do that, they would have had almost 3 weeks. I mean, there was so little time between Yelavari and Kusumo, and there was so little time between Kusumo and Quebec, because Quebec started Friday, and then there was so little time because of Thursday start here in Canmore. So I think it was just we could have ridden off maybe a big chunk of the season and just had, you know, gone for good results here, but I think that would have been a foolish move on our part. And unfortunately, I think we bit off a bit more than they could chew, and they need some time off to recover now.
Yeah. I know some of the American skiers are also not likely going to race today as well because of just the schedule is pretty daunting. Are Alex and Devin feeling tired or just?
Oh yeah, they're tired. They could barely make it up the first hill yesterday. I mean, you know, both those guys should qualify in a course like that.
Yep.
No problem. And I know the fitness is there because, I mean, I saw the speed and training all fall and all summer and the strength and everything. I mean, we've done everything better. And that's why I guess it's even more frustrating for all of us, is because we really, really believe, you know, the overall fitness is better than it has been ever. And I think that'll show later on, but it's just I'll take, you know, part of the blame. I mean, part of this, I'll take all the blame. Part of breaking this schedule is trying to juggle everything. And, you know, I can't, in my right mind, have sat Alex or Devin out of Quebec or here in Canmore. You know, we had to show up and race, and just trying to do the best we can and have results at the World Championships and Tour de Ski. Those are still, you know, those are the two big ones on the calendar. And Canmore was, you know, third in line there, but we can't do it all. I knew it was going to be a tough schedule.
Sh- Sure. Well, it's great to see some of the other players coming to the table and, you know, waving the Canadian flag. Great to see Chandra up there. I'm sure she's happy with her results. And Dasha had a great race as well, faded a little bit at the end, but she showed good form. And, of course, so quite people are wondering if Jesse's going to be moving up the ranks soon.
Well, you know, it's one race. I mean, but it's, I mean, the good thing is he has the, you know, shown the qualifying speed, which is the you know, the main thing. I mean, if you just sneak in there at a home World Cup, it's maybe not that great a sign. But if you're second in qualifying, it shows that, you know, you are, you know, you have legit speed, at least on that length and type of course.
Sure.
And like, you know, we've done training camps with Jess, and he's been with the guys, and you know, along with, like, some of the other guys on the team, you know, on the development team and stuff, we know the fitness and the training there. We've seen them, so it's nice just to see Jess have put it down. So we'll see if what kind of start opportunities he's going to get here. You know, it's a little bit tricky balancing act with the trial they're placed and the next sprint World Cup. So yeah, it's we'll just have to see what works best for him and what we're willing to go forward with and with the rest of the season with him. But we definitely want to give him more opportunities.
Absolutely. Well, it looks good. And either way, it's still a great result for him and the team. Great to see Lenny's hand is really back on the mend. It's a strong result for him. So thanks a lot, Justin. We're going to wish you all the best today and with the Tour de Ski and the rest of the season. And we'll talk soon.
Thanks, Benjamin. Good talking to you. And thanks a lot.
Okay, take care.
All right, bye-bye.